Vox Pops.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Chair is a bit, like, broken.
Sorry about that. Do you want me to talk quietly? Or do you want me to talk like this?
Like this.
What is an auntie?
Oh, that's a good question, that.
40 upwards, maybe.
Like 50, 60.
Aunties are across all cultures.
All community go aunties.
You're not blood related to them.
An older, wiser person.
Always dressing traditional clothing.
At the forefront of a lot of family affairs. Guidance, marriage counselling.
Helping the community. That's auntie.
There's some aunties that I am really scared of. Like, really scared of.
Aunties are, like, judgmental. They're very pushy.
They're like a neighbourhood watch.
Some of our heroes. Some of our, like, police. They interrogate.
They'd be like, no, you can't do this.
Very judgy, I'd say.
Kind of like a harsh love.
Aunties have superpowers.
They're coming for us.
And home to a lot of these aunties is Bradford. Where over 30% of the population identifies as Asian. Oh, and one group are on a mission. In this distracting digital age, they fear traditional Asian culture and heritage will be lost forever.
The next generation, not interested.
We will be like we never existed on this earth.
These are the badges of BT3.
These aunties are going to reach out to Bradford's youth. Joy. Hoping to pass on their cherished traditions.
Where is the culture now? Cooking, sewing, marriage and relationship.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there.
They'll face some challenges.
I think your perception of aunties is very, very negative.
And may learn a few home truths.
So we don't want to take pictures like this, auntie.
No.
Because we don't want to show our double chin.
Then, to see if the project's a success...
Aunties, aunties, aunties!
Yes, yes, yes!
..they'll take a unique coach trip to the great British seaside.
Yeah, fish and chips, eh?
Welcome on board as the aunties try to save their Asian culture for the next generation.
Fingers crossed!
Big up the aunties.
The Bradford Aunties.
Set to be the UK City of Culture in 2025, the former mill town of Bradford is one of the main hubs for the British Asian community.
Bradford is beautiful.
It's quite an exceptional place. You know, we've got the Pakistani, the Bengalis, the Hindus, people from Somalia, Africa. It's just like a family.
And near the city centre is Women's Zone.
She looks like a bride, very blingy, blingy clothes.
Where the cultural life force of the Asian community gather in numbers.
Assalamu alaikum.
The aunties.
Right, I'm sitting now.
Every moment is very valuable.
And stay positive.
That's why we're the Happy Women's Group.
Meeting weekly, these get-togethers are organised by three prominent aunties.
I like this colour, man. Mustard, I love these colours today. I've got four children. I've also got four grandchildren. I was a teacher for 28 years. So I'm busy at home, busy outside, busy everywhere. I'm so passionate and I will never stop till the end of my days as an auntie.
You look beautiful too, like a Japanese doll.
Oh. Well, I'm a modern auntie. I'll be of a designer auntie more likely. I wear fashionable clothes and I'm up to date.
I mean, lots of different things I've done in my life. Yeah, I worked as a sewing machinist, Reiki healing, Tai Chi, a makeup artist.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, yeah.
I think the biggest achievement was through Women's Own.
I volunteer for the past 9 years. I'm a very happy auntie, yes.
So stretch yourselves, don't hit each other with your arms.
Our third auntie is sorting out the backroom crowd.
That is good. I got two boys. They'd grown up, got married, and my husband said to me, you need to do something. Otherwise, you'll go mental. My friend told me about this community centre. I helped in the kitchen. I give English classes here. So I kept myself busy.
My life I will keep as a gift. Just tell me the price of your smile.
While aunties can hail from many cultures and faiths, these aunties are Muslim, mainly from Pakistan, and all deeply rooted in their history and heritage.
Islam does say that the more mature you are, the more knowledge you have. It's good to spread to the youth.
the aunties fear their heritage is dying out.
I think we are losing slowly their traditions, their culture, because the next generation, they're not interested.
We are losing our mother tongue. Arranged marriages and traditional music that our parents and grandparents listened to. Food as well. The young people, they're out there having the pizzas and the burgers and the chips. Three generations down, we will be like we never existed on this earth.
Us aunties' job is keep our culture and tradition alive.
A small meeting.
Tea or coffee?
A coffee, please.
But the aunties plan to reverse this trend of culture loss by launching a unique community project over the next few weeks.
And the purpose is actually getting the youth and the elderly together,
and yes,
sharing the culture, yeah, sharing
their,
you know,
experiences. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. To keep this culture alive, we are going to do small workshops, for example, sewing, food, cooking, cultural entertainment, relationships, you know, so the aunties will be teaching the youth.
Yes.
So we need to look for our youth now.
Yeah. Yeah, we can put it on the Facebook, social media. But
the aunties have got a lot of skills. It's important that we share our skills. When the project finishes, it'll be fun to sort of get together and we take them out on a coach trip.
Yeah.
Maybe Blackpool. By going to the Blackpool, our aim is to see if we've built up a better bond between the youth and the aunties. And we hope it will be successful.
If you go to Seaside and don't have fish and chips, I don't think your trip is complete.
You must include mushy peas.
Please, my mouth watering.
But for the project to work, they need to overcome a problem. The perception of aunties amongst the very people they're looking to recruit, young folk.
Ooh, what do I think of aunties?
I think the negativity comes from, like, the gossiping, the judging constantly.
Especially at weddings.
So-and-so's son was doing this, or so-and-so's daughter was doing this.
That is so funny.
You'll get stares in the shop, and sometimes they're not very nice stares.
Peeping over the bushes.
You're getting a little bit of weight recently. Nudging me at weddings, oh, when are you getting married?
You know, I wear what I wear, it don't matter.
I push them at funerals and say, it's almost your time too.
6 weeks to coach trip.
So ladies, we're doing a TikTok video, okay? But to be honest with you, I don't know how to use this. I'll ask my daughter.
Salman, can you come downstairs, please? I need
the first step in the aunties' bid to capture youth interest is to post a shout-out about the project on social media.
Can you see this red button? Just keep pressed.
Technology, I'm rubbish with it.
My name is Rubina, and I'm running this project called Aunties with the Youth. Yeah, basically, that's what we're doing.
Three beautiful ladies.
OK, it's only 15 seconds, so we just...
So we need a bit longer then, don't we?
I don't know how to even put the computer on.
Just sound a little bit more enthusiastic. Get them reeled in, get them reeled in.
We three of us are here today, and we're going to be delivering a unique project in the community.
It's a bit boring, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever you just said, basically, you just want to make it smaller.
Small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are the three aunties, but they're also the bodies of BT3. We need you all to be involved. Yeah. It's a unique project that's never been done. And please come forward.
Please enjoy.
Ruby, Tahira and Ghazala.
It's so nice to see, like, the aunties in their element. We think aunties are so serious. They're actually not. You don't know half of it.
A shopping mall.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
With their TikTok unleashed on the world, our aunties are blitzing local youth hangouts with posters and flyers.
So you can put the poster, maybe you can put it here
no,
or...
No, not there.
I think if we put it on the window,
everybody
it would be better.
Can see.
Where are we going next?
The aunties' recruitment drive is taking them into places they wouldn't normally go.
A pool hall.
I was born in Africa, in a city called Nairobi. When we came to England, it was a culture shock. I mean, I came at the age of 9, and it was quite scary.
Tahira takes a shot.
You're encouraging me, are you? We were not allowed to mix with boys. So I had a chaperone with me all the time. If I went to town, I had to go with my brother. They did not trust us enough.
So what we have seen in cooking, singing, languages?
But now the youth here, We can't do that with them. We have to trust them.
Women in hijabs are sparring in a gym.
I'm a bit hesitant about going into a boxing gym.
Sorry, guys.
An auntie with a hijab on. Oh, gosh, what will they think about me? Is she lost?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi. This Saturday, we are getting this group together. It'll be fun. You'll learn a lot of things, and we'll learn a lot of things from you. And just by talking to you, we feel quite proud that you're doing these kind of things.
And we need people like you.
Ourselves,
like.
Yes. I'm absolutely fascinated.
Yes.
To see the young girls. Girl power. I've never seen that before. Yes. We've been living in Bradford for 30, 40 years, and this is the first time we've ever been.
Yeah.
4 weeks to coach trip at Women's Zone.
In a month's time, the aunties will take young and old on a coach trip. But will their project be a success?
Which way are we going to sit?
In the middle. We'll be sitting there, yeah.
It's day one. The aunties have invited Bradford's youth for a meet and greet. And they're nervous.
Done a lot of leafleting and a lot of canvassing and a lot of, you know, persuading everybody, but let's hope everybody turns up.
I don't know how many people are going to turn up.
Are they going to come? Going to be embarrassing if nobody turn up.
Today, we'll make or break the whole project.
Oh, wow. Nice to see you.
Marshall, with a bit of lipstick.
You know, our aunties, they're here. What about the youth? Where's the youth?
They're coming.
Young men and women arrive.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
What's your name?
Dinah.
Yes, nice to meet you.
I'm one of the aunties who's delivering the project today. Everybody came. It was, I mean, it's fantastic.
An auntie asks a man, are you married? No, I'm still single. Another auntie says, you got him ready-made, auntie.
Thank you so much that you have come today. This project is unique. This hasn't been done anywhere. We are delivering some sessions on culture. Where is the culture now? Cooking, sewing, marriage and relationship, learning from each other, working together, having that bond.
Ornate dresses.
To break the ice, everyone's been asked to bring along a cherished item.
This is my wedding day, and my mother went to India, and she brought the material, and one of the aunties, she sewed this dress. I was the age of 16.
My name's Rajan, and this is called a thumbi.
He plays the very small string instrument.
I was a really good non-tailor. I can see the picture, and I can make the design, no problem.
When I got my first desk scarf, you know, I've achieved my dream of getting into medical school.
When my husband passed away, I'm really, really devastated. What can I do now? And somebody give me advice, why don't you go to college? And I did, they most welcomed me. See, I could the watercolor. I think this one is went exhibition.
Okay.
Wow.
It's very like, wow, I couldn't believe that they've been through this. And like, that with auntie, she said she got married at 16, 17. I'm 16 now, and it's like, I can't imagine me getting married.
The instrument you brought along and played made me very happy, because the young generation aren't left behind.
I think the main thing is that I think they're engaging, they're talking to each other. So far, so good. I
can imagine myself getting a lot closer to a lot of the people here.
Especially me, yeah?
Yeah, I've made my best friend now here.
I'd like to ask everybody, what brought you here?
I'd like to learn a few things from you guys, because I can't cook and it is an essential life skill.
The reason I came, I want to change the mindset of some aunties. We're not still in Pakistan and we have been brought up British. We have different norms and different values. Aunties judge us and it's kind of breaking that judgment.
We cannot solve everything. It's up to the individual. This culture, Hamara jo hai, is a unique culture and we want to bring it alive.
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
There are things that need to be completely ended. Coming from a Pakistani culture, I feel the toxicity and filth inside it. We must get rid of this.
When you say gandagi, I think your perception of aunties is very, very negative. I'm a second generation here, so not all aunties were born in Pakistan. I'm just as modern in my thoughts as probably you are. I disagree with you totally when you say that you want to finish this culture.
I generally don't like the notion of aunties. I think because predominantly I've never seen anything positive personally. I thought that they would be a pillar of society, but when I went through my divorce, I heard horrible and negative comments. They just detrimented the belief and trust I had within community, especially the Pakistani community.
It's the actual toxicity culture that we've seen and we've been raised in.
There are some negative sides and there are some very positive sides.
Oh, yeah.
So just remember that because
no, I agree. Yeah,
yeah. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We're going to have negativeness, we're going to have positiveness. It's OK to give opinion. You know, this is what the project is all about.
My impression when you were talking was that you're thinking, you're painting
the whole... No. That's what I'm here for. If there is those types of aunties here, I want them to change their thinking.
Absolutely.
You know, because we're not all clueless, we're not all jobless, we're not all futile, you know?
And I think that's the whole reason for this project. Yeah. We meet somewhere in the middle and strike a happy medium.
100%.
I'm fine with that. It's our little
thank home. You. Take care. Thank you. See you later. I think everyone's got certain individualistic opinions, and I wasn't trying to paint the whole culture with one brush. I mean, I'm Pakistani myself, I'm a proud Pakistani. I was trying to say that the bad elements of our culture should be eradicated and abolished, not the whole culture.
Session over. It's time to sign up for workshops the aunties are running over the next 4 weeks.
Any workshops going to be done there?
I do everything. It's all go from here now.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'm excited to see what happens.
Thank you for having me.
You'll be a far, yeah.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
You see. Oh.
Hi, guys.
Oh. Ruby takes a selfie, which Tahira mistakes for a video, and the aunties fall about. Now, some young women are joining Ghazala in a classroom.
Alaikum. Are you okay?
Hello.
Are you of the many workshops the aunties are holding, the first one addresses a key concern: the loss of language in their community.
Grandparents, they don't know how to speak English, and kids don't know how to speak Urdu, so there's a communication gap. This session is about encouraging, because we can't teach them in one or two sessions, but at least they can learn something.
Most who've come along already have some knowledge of Urdu and Punjabi.
Communication with my family is good, and I understand what they're saying. But I think if I strengthen my language, then maybe the insults have died down a bit.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Last to arrive is Jess.
Hiya.
Despite her mum being Punjabi, she's grown up in an English-speaking household.
I'm obviously mixed heritage. I embrace both my cultures, but especially the language thing, it's always been a frustration for my mum. So I thought it's a really nice way to communicate.
So,
Gangi.
Gangi, very good. Well done, Jessica.
Yeah, no, I didn't know before.
Right.
Kapra.
Kapre.
Jessica.
No.
Okay, no worries.
Learning another language isn't something new to Auntie Ghazala.
I born in Pakistan. I got married and then I came in this country. When I got pregnant, my husband, he took me to a doctor and he said, look, now you're going to have so many appointments. I'm not coming with you. You're going to come yourself and tell your problem. And I was so angry. I just came, you know, a month ago from Pakistan. How is this gonna work? But slowly, slowly, I start speaking English. Now I say thank you to him. Because of him, I got so much confidence. Have you got anything specifically in your head what you want to learn?
I found this poem about mother-daughter relationships, so I thought if you help me translate it, I could learn it and say it to my mum.
Yeah, I'll help you in that. That's good.
While the other students go with Auntie Rubina.
You read it to me.
It's a special bond that.
Auntie Ghazala translates the poem.
A mother and daughter's relationship is very beautiful.
It's definitely a way for me to reconnect to my heritage, especially because grandparents on my mum's side passed away before and just after I was born. So I never had my close South Asian elders to teach me.
Don't tell anything about this poem to your mum, what you're going to be learning or stuff.
I'll keep it our secret.
Yeah. You keep our secret, yeah.
I hope that I can learn the poem off by heart fluently and I can say it to my mum. Hopefully she'll be really surprised.
Jessica, she's a very lovely girl. She's very passionate about the language. So really, really enjoyed that.
Now, Ruby is teaching an exercise class for some of the aunties at Women's Zone. So you need to gently bend your knees and bring your arms down.
The first time when I heard auntie, I started to think, am I going old? I did ask the people, and they said, no, you don't look old. It's just that they respect you. I said, okay. It was a bit surprising for me, but then I got used to it.
At a large hotel.
It's just over 3 weeks until the aunties plan to finish their project with a coach trip to Blackpool.
That's so nice.
And today, they're meeting up with some of the project's young cohort at an Asian wedding fair.
Would you like to try?
Ooh, yes. Strong, isn't it?
Very pretty bird. Then we have
our... It's the perfect setting for today's workshop, which is on relationships, with a focus on sharing experiences between the generations.
I am a little bit nervous because as a divorcee, I don't know what their reaction will be because I'm literally like their worst nightmare.
Something smells good.
I know, something does smell good.
My preconceptions are going to be that they would maybe prefer arranged marriage or they're for that. And obviously that's not as common now.
With Tahira.
So I'm going to start off by telling you what happened in my relationship. One day I came home. My father and my grandfather were sat and they looked very official and I'm thinking, oh God, what's going on? My father said, we found a boy for you and it's your uncle's brother. I was just shocked, but I couldn't say no. I was 16.
Oh, wow.
And then 17, I had my first daughter. It was that kind of relationship that we had with the elders at that time. But we've been married for nearly 44 years now. We had our ups and downs at the beginning. And I think, like people say, you know, love grows. And alhamdulillah, I've got three daughters and they are married and it was their choice. Things have changed and I think we've got to kind of think about our youth and think what happiness they will want.
Nowadays, you know, divorce rate is so high.
Yes. Yeah.
Because tolerance is gone.
But can I say something?
Yes.
Yes.
I married with the intention of building a life together.
Yes.
But in my marriage, I suffered from domestic violence. I ended up going to court. He got done for assault, and then I got a restraining order as well. And that was it. I was done with it.
I wish I was there to support her. I wish I could have known her better. I could have spoken to her. But she's a fighter. There are lots and lots of women who are strong, but become very weak when they're married because they're not heard.
I've had friends' mums try to set me up with their sons, and as soon as they find out I'm divorced, they're like, oh, well, you must have done something wrong. Why is it that the woman gets
blamed? There's always
a
negative with the woman.
Exactly.
Woman is the target.
Yeah. Mm. I could hear the little chirps of aunties. Yeah. Oh, look at her.
No.
She got divorced after 5 months. When I came into this project, I was scared that you guys would make the same comments to myself.
No.
I was scared that you guys would have the same prejudice to myself.
You know, hats off to you for actually coming to this group and these sessions. Some of the older generation, they've got set minds.
Yeah.
Mm.
So sometimes no matter what you say, that might not change. But you can try.
I was very surprised at how open they were and how forward-thinking they were.
I do feel a lot more confident and I do feel a lot more secure in talking to an auntie. I think for me, before, I think the prejudice that I had has kind of dwindled.
All right, so who's getting married?
Auntie, you need to find me a husband first.
Don't worry, we'll find somebody for you.
Other aunties watching the TikTok video at Women's Zone.
Hi, guys. We are planning a coach trip.
The project's capturing the imagination of Bradford.
The views are over 7,000. Can you believe that? Amazing. Honestly, I'm really thrilled. I don't know what to say. Over 7,000 views.
7,000?
7,000. Can you imagine that?
7,000 views?
Yeah.
And so we must be doing something right.
The public really likes it.
2 weeks to coach trip.
Tonight's workshop is at Auntie Ruby's house.
I used to buy clothes and used to save money as well when you sew it yourself.
She's asked Auntie Rubina to help her introduce a skill close to any auntie's heart, sewing.
I think we got visitors.
Hi!
I hope there is some boys come.
Hi!
why can't the boys learn? It's not just a lady's job. I mean, women do everything now. They fly plane as well. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to see you again. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank
good,
you.
Good, good. Open-minded, you know, and I love fixing things, so I need to learn how to, you know, do this part as well.
It's very, very important, sewing in our culture. It's like you are independent and we want to pass on our skill.
So how are you then?
It's been not too bad at uni, starting a new placement. I'm really excited, but it's going to be a bit of a change.
Some of the youth will be living on their own. They might be going to college, university. So if they can put buttons on or they can sew a zip, it's going to be very useful for them. It's very good to save them money.
Have you bought anything with you?
I perform, doing events and stuff like weddings, and this is one of the outfits.
Very blingy.
It is, yeah. I've ripped with that bit there. Is that going to be possible? Yeah.
Everything is possible. Yeah, you can try to put thread in there.
I'll try not to stab myself.
When I was growing up, my mother and her friends and the aunties, in the afternoons, they used to sew, sit down and sew, and they used to learn from each other, and I learned things.
I'll show you, then you can do it.
But when we came here, we felt that children were not interested in sewing. They could buy things from the shops and things, designer stuff. In those days, we didn't have any designer things.
It's medical student Farha's first workshop with the aunties.
One stitch is perfect and one is a little baby. You'll get better.
Did you have any other passions when you were younger?
I mean, I had a lot of hobbies. Mm. Swimming, going gym, and I wanted to become a doctor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was really good studying as well, but I couldn't study further because my mother married me off. So I'm very sad about this.
As a medical student, it makes me really sad to hear that you weren't able to do that. Mm. But that's why I think it's kind of good we've gotten past that of, like, you know, getting married very young.
But our elders never used to think like that. But now today's generation is very advanced. You can do anything in any age. Mm. Yeah.
I think it was quite scary. Like, if I was maybe born 50 years ago, I may not be able to have achieved my dreams. And it does make me really sad because I kind of wish that she also got to follow her passions when she was younger. What's stopping you from doing something now then?
Now I don't want to go to university. Now I'm going to just chill.
Pull that through like that.
Yeah.
OK, near the sequins.
Yeah. How long have you been sewing for? How many years? When I was 13, Mum taught me how to sew. What about you? How old are you?
I'm 27.
27?
Yeah.
You know, when I was 18, I was married with kids. But you know, looking back, I would have been doing something different.
Do you think you would have got married?
No, I think I wouldn't.
Would you have waited?
Yeah, I would have waited.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No way. If I had a choice.
But what would you have liked to have done instead of getting married at that age?
I wanted to be a teacher.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. I think you'd be a really good teacher.
Yeah, I think so too.
That was my dream, to become a teacher. We were born in Pakistan. We settled here in the UK. I was 8 years old at that time. But, you know, my dad was very strict. Our parents used to think that, oh, there's no really use of girls having education because when they get married, they'll be doing the cooking at home. And these are the skills they need. I wanted to do something for myself, and I said to my dad, I want to go to school because I didn't have much education. So dad said, okay, you can do a couple of hours. So this is where I started to go to school in Bradford, and I did a job there as a classroom assistant. And that was my dream, so I did work with the children, yeah. But not the job I wanted, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's actually quite fun, you know. You know, the aunties, they showed us some simple life skills, but we actually had a really good time whilst we were doing it, and we had a laugh, you know, we learned about each other. And the best part is, I got all my uniforms back.
Wow.
I'm really happy about that, so thank you very much.
No problem.
I really
problem.
Appreciate it. Auntie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very
you
much.
Take care,
Oh, it was brilliant beginning to get to know all these guys, and we had a really good time.
Bradford at night. Another day, and Jess is having her hair plaited in the kitchen of a bungalow.
Auntie Gazala seems to have taken a real liking to
you. I like her, she's funny.
She seems to have sort of taken you under her wing.
Yeah.
16-year-old Jess lives at home with mum and dad.
Yeah. The auntie that taught me to sew, you know my laundry bag?
I did the same sewing thing she showed me.
Oh, amazing.
And I fixed it.
We're a dual heritage family. Recently, she's been asking more questions around her Indian heritage, which has delighted me.
Jess is using a recording from Auntie Ghazala to practice her poem in Punjabi. She plans to do a recital on the project's final day on the coach trip to Blackpool.
Because my mum's not here anymore, I think it's really nice that she's able to meet the aunties as part of this project. Delving into her heritage is helping her to be confident and understand who she is, which is really precious.
Looking after one another. A traditional bridal wear shop, then a mosque minaret. 1 week to coach trip. Kainat and Hassan are demonstrating smartphones.
The way we use our phones is completely different to how you guys use your phones.
Today, the tables are turned, and it's the students' turn to teach the aunties in a workshop about technology.
If you ever need to ring the police, ambulance or fire service, press the top button, the volume button, and you press the power button together.
At first, distrustful of the aunties.
The second thing I'm going to teach you is how to take the perfect selfie.
Yes!
Gainat's time spent within the project has prompted a change of heart.
It's nice that we feel like we're able to give back to the aunties and, you know, we can contribute something to their lives. I mean, they've been doing so much for us for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, so we don't want to take pictures like this, auntie.
No.
Because we don't want to show our double chin. That's something that we want to hide. So we'll hold it up a bit higher, so like this. It was also nice seeing them so willing and open to learn.
Yeah.
And then when they did eventually get the grasp of things, it was nice to see how happy they were that, you know, that success.
Yeah. All the aunties in the workshop take selfies.
Now we are professionals. You think we are now?
We are.
You can take selfies, eh?
Yeah.
Ghazala and Ribby's selfies.
On to the day's main session. With the trip to Blackpool fast approaching, plans need to be made for entertainment on the coach. The aunties want to understand any differences when it comes to music.
You guys know entertainment is part of our culture with poetry and with songs and things. So, yes, this is your floor here today.
We want to plan the coach trip and we want you guys' advice.
What kind of entertainment do you want?
Bring Bluetooth microphones for karaoke.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Good idea. Okay. Yeah. I think another idea is we're going to send a piece of paper around because we want to collate a playlist. So we have combinations of songs on that list.
I can do that.
You can do that.
There we go. Oh,
music plays a big part in our South Asian culture. With dancing, singing, poetry. We've got weddings, birth, other celebrations all the time. You know, any opportunity we get, we start singing.
This is another thing that we're losing. The young kids like rapping. They like the English songs.
Hip-hop, R&B,
indie, rock.
Reggae.
Wow! Just want to ask the youth now, how do you entertain yourself?
Can we have some performances?
I can start off.
Yay! Take it away.
But the aunties might be surprised at just what the youth are into.
Rajan's drumming.
I've got a wide interest in music, but Bhangra is the major one for me. Whoa! Quite old-fashioned, you know.
I think the aunties will be shocked by the kind of music I like. Because we live in the UK and speak English, we are educated here, so automatically their judgment is that we don't want anything to do with our heritage, which is not true.
Wow.
That was good. Farha.
I think it is very important to stick to certain traditions. It just kind of keeps you connected to your roots. So I don't want for my children to not know, you know, where we originated from.
A fast traditional dance.
Gosh, we've got skills in this group, haven't we? I mean, I think sometimes you underestimate the youth, actually, sometimes, you know.
I was surprised because we thought, you know, youth, they don't know this music, our music, but they did.
I think it's because we got it from our parents. Like, our parents were brought up listening to those Bollywood songs, to do those Pakistani songs. And I think they've kind of bought it on us, kind of impacted us.
Now they're having a buffet lunch. 12 hours to coach trip. An auntie is tossing a paratha in the women's own kitchen.
With the auntie's unique road trip just hours away, there's an opportunity for one last workshop on cooking.
We're gonna make 50 parathas.
Oh my God.
With a coach full of hungry mouths, it's all hands on deck to prepare classic Asian snacks for the trip.
Okay, guys. Today we'll be making some pakoras, some chilies here, onions, and we've got some potatoes. So you can peel it with a small knife.
You'll have half the potato gone with it as well.
You try. Very good. Are you looking forward to the trip tomorrow?
I am now that there's going to be loads of food.
I remember going on the trips when I was growing up. We would spend a night cooking with aunties, helping each other and enjoying that time.
Never mind, leave it like that.
Food in the Asian culture is very important. Wherever you go, food is there and you will be well fed.
Right, look, we're gonna make a cone.
And it has to be cultural food. Pakistani culture, the Pashto culture, the Bengali culture. You know, learning from everybody.
So you can make bigger than you want. Not very big, but...
All right, so I can't make it as big as I want then.
Frying pakoras, then parathas.
My first paratha in 27 years.
Wow.
I think my mum would be very proud, even though it's probably not round, but it's OK. It's edible, that's the main thing.
Rajan tosses a paratha.
I feel like I'm getting to know the aunties. They treat me with so much love as soon as I come through the door. I'm definitely looking forward to tomorrow. All right, job done. See you later.
No, it's not see you later. We need to make 45 more parathas. We only got a little bit of time left. All right, chop chop.
Day of coach trip. The prepared food has been neatly wrapped in cellophane and card packages. Passans arrived in a huge white puffer coat.
After a long night of cooking, the big day is finally here. Today's two-hour trip is a test of whether the gap between Bradford's youth and aunties has closed.
Is that Hassan?
I knew, auntie, you were going to come with the style. So I was like, I need to step it up.
You look nice.
Thank you so much. Yes. So do you.
Oh, Rajan, your seat number is 34.
OK.
Seat numbers on the coach have been allocated to ensure the old and young sit together.
This is a whole project, really, that we're trying to bond.
I hope it'll work.
Love you.
I love you too. Good morning.
Wait, are we eating when we get there? Are we eating on the coach?
I love how your first question is about food.
I don't think I can remember the last time I actually sat on a coach and went somewhere.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And jumbo.
In my youth days, I used to go to the seaside. It was a family thing. It happened every Saturday or Sunday. And then you're up early, and then you're off taking our own tables and chairs and entertainment and everything. On the journey, we used to sing. It was a time to be together, and I think I miss that.
And have fun.
We will.
I think these aunties are going to have a bit too much fun.
Listen, I hope nobody does a full moon on the motorway. Aunties, aunties, aunties.
You. Aunties, aunties, aunties.
The coach sets off.
Aunties, aunties, aunties.
Oh, gosh, you're all full of energy. I'm exhausted.
I'm travel sick.
Travel sick. I'm quite worried. But for myself.
If I'm going to go Blackpool, I want fish and chips there.
So I love fish and chips.
Tempin boli.
Donuts with tea as well.
For a paddle in the sea.
Oh, I like mingle.
I'm going to put you on the Pepsi mouse.
Oh, no, please don't. I don't want to do that. I'm going to be sick.
Food, surprise, surprise. Food is here. Thank you all for helping.
There you are.
Thank you.
When we were younger, the aunties, they'd open their little bags, you know, and out would come the paratha and out would come the little kebab rolls, and we'd love it.
I think I'm more amazed with the packaging. I don't want to eat it now.
Everyone seems to like it. I'm quite proud of myself.
When are you dying, John?
Yeah,
I don't care what people think. I don't care what people think.
Exactly.
It's Jess's moment to recite her Punjabi poem.
Okay, Jess, are you ready? Surprise, surprise.
Will she get it right in front of the aunties? And most importantly, her mum.
Okay, so this is a poem about mother-daughter relationship, and I hope you enjoy it.
The relationship between mother and daughter that has existed forever, trusting one another, the kind of relationship that can never end.
I tried my best.
That was brilliant. Yeah. She's good, isn't she?
That was really good, Jess. Your pronunciation was good.
Thank you.
I feel proud. I love her.
Surprise, surprise. Do you remember when we collated the playlist? So we're going to play one for the aunties and one for the youth.
My husband's favourite song.
Is it?
Auntie song!
That's my favourite song.
Is it?
My favourite song.
Are you going to sing it for us? Come on with your voice.
Yeah.
Woo! Go on, auntie.
That was an auntie, that was me.
Where's the microphone? We need the microphone.
No aunties.
Everyone claps along to the song. Tahira's using a mic to act as MC.
And now we're going to listen to the youth song.
Youth, youth, youth!
Woo! Yeah!
Oh,
youth is getting emotional.
This is just such a sad song.
Oh my God. It is a sad song.
You're gonna get in my emotions.
It's been a long day
without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
When I see you again.
You ready to bust out the rap?
No.
The Blackpool Tower dominating the Golden Mile seafront. Ghazala cranes her neck to look out of the window.
Blackpool Tower on this side.
One of the younger women takes snaps with her phone, then the male coach driver pulls up.
Finally here.
Blackpool.
For their fun day out in Blackpool, the aunties have split everyone into three groups.
Auntie Noreen, this group.
Ghazala organises an auntie who's using a rolling walker.
Everybody's going, not me.
Have you ever been on the tower?
Not off the tower, no.
Blackpool Tower.
A bowling alley.
I've never bowled before in my life. And if you give me a choice now, would I go and play bingo or bowling? I'd probably go for bingo.
Seriously?
Serious, yeah.
A busy bingo hall.
Which way are we going?
Equipped with bingo cards and daubers, Tahira's group gather around a large table.
The bingo's causing a bit of head scratching.
I've not played this game at all. I've never been in a bingo. But they shout the number, if it's 22, for example. Does she then they stamp it? So you go like this.
Farha schools Tahira.
Over at the arcade, the games are also a new experience for the aunties.
Have you played this game before? No, first time playing.
We had different experience when we were growing up, especially women. The elders were very authoritative. So it wasn't, you know, fun what the youth have today and lots of activities. We didn't have that. When we were growing up, we didn't have a voice. We were told what to do. But now, you know, in this generation, people, you know, the youngsters have got a voice, and I think that's absolutely brilliant.
Two aunties against one. Still couldn't do it. Unlucky.
Bit tall, I'm confused.
Bowling's also proving to be a first for the aunties.
Knocking down all but two pins.
Well done, auntie!
Hassan's ball ends up in the gutter.
I'm not good at this, am I?
To Ruby.
Auntie, I just wanted to say, I didn't think I was going to meet a really cool, stylish auntie who was very modern and open-minded.
I'm here for you. Any kind of help you need, we here to advise you.
Don't worry, yeah. I'll give you a WhatsApp call. I thought the aunties were going to be very stuck in their ways, but they're not. They are open to listening. They are willing to change. They are pretty open-minded. They do have good advice as well.
Oh, yeah.
Hassan knocks down an outstanding pin.
Well done. Thank you, auntie.
Gazelle is redeeming prize tickets.
Now, just press the pin.
Okay. Give me your ticket.
Give me your ticket. Okay. You got 44.
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to try sharing them all.
It's going to be big prize, so we need all the team with us. Have you got big prize?
No.
That's 40. That's 40.
One lollipop.
The day's fun is drawing to a close. The project is proving a success for everyone.
It's confusing, Anna.
It's good for mental stimulation, though, yeah. Especially for women of your age.
Tahira and Kainat.
My mindset has changed because I think what the young people need is, like, listening. When we've come halfway.
Yeah. When I first came in, I was kind of scared being a young Pakistani divorcee, and yeah. I thought, oh, you guys are going to have so many opinions of me. So it was refreshing just to feel like I'm not getting judged for once.
Yeah, fish and chips, eh? Let's go for fish and chips.
I think for me, it's really, really set that precedent that, you know what, you can have these uncomfortable conversations and you can speak to these aunties. And these aunties, they are willing to listen.
A tram glides past the tower on the seafront. Now, Tahira's group are sitting down to eat at a fish and chips restaurant.
It's time for the final chapter in the Aunties and Youth Coach trip, featuring a seaside classic.
What's the difference between cod and haddock? I'll have cod, I like cod.
Yes, here.
Yes, so we got my love.
This project has been a really big eye-opener. Getting to know your personal story about how you wanted to do medicine makes me want to work even harder so then I can make people like you proud. And so I think one thing I'm going to make here, my mission, to tell Asian girls that they can do whatever their passion is, they can pursue it.
When I see you, I feel really proud of you. It makes me happy. It makes me feel happy.
Up here, then the tower, lit up at dusk.
We've learned so much. Our perceptions have changed, and their perceptions have changed as well.
Like, after a couple of weeks, we'll still, like, hang out. We'll all make a whole group chat.
Keeping that culture alive is very, very important. But the young people have got broader minds. They're very open. You know, they're sort of quite unique, and they can make their own decisions.
That one's mine. Thank you.
They want to do something more for themselves and what their parents did. And they want to be supported and to be listened to. And this doesn't happen sometimes. We are in 21st centuries now. We've got to move along.
Today has been the most successful event in our lives.
Yes. Our lives, yeah. You know?
I'm going to come in tears now because I feel proud to be part of this project. When I sit back and have my me time, I'll be thinking and reflecting. At least these 30 people, they've benefited something. I feel this is the opening. This is the beginning.
The aunties make heart signs with their fingers.
So we loved it.
We really loved it.
The party heads home on the coach.